Froze, can you hear me?
בספר, קוראים בספר כתבי בעל הסולם, בעמוד 395, טור ב' אות כף ה'.
עכשיו,
the video froze.
Sorry, it crashed. Okay, so until we open the page, until we see where we are, for you it's already open. Ahead of time.
Yeah, yeah. I'm going to refresh the page.
Right. 25. Now there remains to complete what we have said in the previous article, Matan Torah, about the reason that the Torah was not given to the fathers, since the commandment, love your friend as yourself, the axis of the whole Torah around which all the commandments revolve, so as to clarify and interpret it, cannot be observed by an individual, but only through the prior consent of an entire nation.
This is why,
meaning it's impossible to observe the Torah, to attain the Creator and bestow upon Him, by which to come to adhesion with the Creator, who will be revealed between us, so that we feel that we become as one, not connected together, but so interconnected that we're like one, where it's impossible to distinguish, to differentiate between us and Him. That is not possible to do unless we observe the Torah through the connection between us.
This is why it took until they came out of Egypt to become worthy of observing it.
Meaning, when we come out of our ego, that's the meaning of the Exodus from Egypt.
When they were first asked if each and every one in the nation agreed to take that mitzvah upon himself.
So, each and every one must agree to be in love, thy friend as thyself, in alvut, mutual guarantee, and then they're ready to receive the Torah. It's not that they're capable of doing it. They're willing, they're ready for this to be done to them, upon them.
And once they agreed to it, they were given the Torah.
The Torah is the reforming light. As it is written, I've created the evil inclination, so says the Creator, I've created the evil inclination, and I've created the Torah as a spice, one opposite the other, because the light in it reforms one, brings him back to the good. So I have created the evil inclination, but I give you the Torah. Of course, by your agreement to receive it. And when you agree to receive it, then the Torah will take care of the evil inclination, turning it into the good inclination, and then you will be as I. So the Torah is the means by which to be like the Creator. Yes.
However, there still remains to clarify where we find in the Torah that the children of Israel were asked that question and that they agreed to it prior to receiving the Torah.
Well, that's a matter of time. The sequence of the actions, that's what he wants to explain. That's why he's asking this way.
Item 26. Bear in mind that these matters are evident to every educated person in the invitation that the Creator had sent to Israel through Moses prior to the reception of the Torah. It is as it is written, now, if you surely listen to my voice and keep my covenant, then you will be a segula, virtue, unto me from among all the peoples. For all the earth is mine, and you will be unto me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. These are the words that you will say to the children of Israel. And Moses came and called for the elders of the people, and said before them all these words which the Lord had commanded him. And all the people answered and said, all that the Lord has said, we will do. And Moses reported the words of the people unto the Lord.
So this is what's written in the Torah. Now he clarifies. He explains what these words are. the words of the Torah, what they're about.
These words do not seem to fit their role, since common sense dictates that if one offers one's friend to do some work and wants him to agree, he should give him an example of the nature of that work and its reward. Only then can the receiver examine it, whether to decline or to accept. But here, in these two verses, we seem to find neither an example of the work nor its reward. Because he says, if you surely listen to my voice and keep my covenant, and he does not interpret the voice or the covenant and to what they apply. And then he says, then you will be a segula unto me from among all peoples, for all the earth is mine. It is not clear whether he commands us to labor to be a segula of virtuous people from among all peoples, or whether this is a promise of benefit for us.
So here we fail to understand what the Creator wants of us. What does He promise us? That He will correct us and bring us to a sublime degree, the degree which all created beings have to occupy at some point, and by what order of actions, gradual order, this will be done to us. It's not clear. So Baal HaSulam interprets this especially for those who know all the writings in all the books. That's why he does it in a, let's call it, a scientific fashion. Continue.
We must also understand the connection to the words, for all the earth is mine. All three interpreters, Unkelos, Yonatan ben Uziel, and the Jerusalem Talmud, find it difficult to interpret these words, as is the case with all the interpreters, Rashi, Nachmanides, etc. Even Ezra says in the name of Rabbi Marinos that the word for means although. He interprets, then you will be a segula unto me from among all peoples, although all the earth is mine. Even Ezra himself tends to agree with it. But that interpretation does not coincide with our sages, who said that four serves for four meanings. Either, lest, but,
maybe,
but, and that. And he even adds a fifth interpretation, although. And then the writing ends, and you will be unto me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. Here too, it is not self-evident if this is a mitzvah, and one must exert in this, or a promise of benefit.
So we don't understand what the Creator wants to tell us by this. You will be a kingdom of priests and a holy nation, meaning you will connect, you will make of yourselves something which is called that, because the whole earth is mine. Right? What does it mean, mine? The whole desire, the will, is in his hands. The land is another name for the will. So what is this about? We want to understand what the connection is between what happens to us and the fact that the Creator governs, manages all this. Continue.
Also, we read this already.
We read this part. Continue.
Continuing to the next paragraph, the important thing here. The important thing is to determine the difference between a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. According to the usual meaning of priesthood, it is one discernment of Kedusha. However, a kingdom that is all priests is a holy nation. Therefore, the words holy nation seem redundant.
Yes, you will be a holy nation and you will be a kingdom of priests. It's as if he said the same thing twice.
Item 27. However, by all that we have explained from the beginning of the essay until now, we learn the true meanings of the words as their roles should be, to resemble a negotiation of offer and consent. This means that with these words, he really does offer them the whole form and content of the work in Torah and Mitzvot and its worthwhile reward.
These words contain everything, right? You will do this and this and that, and you will receive these and those transformations, right? And then, ultimately, you will become a kingdom of priests and a holy nation unto me. You will rise in this life where you now live, you will rise to my degree, to eternality, perfection, everything. If you're capable of doing what I ask, as is written, you shall be unto me a kingdom of priests. Yes, continue.
The work in Torah and Mitzvot is expressed in the words, and you will be unto me a kingdom of priests. A kingdom of priests means that all of you, from the youngest to the oldest, will be as priests. Just as the priests have no land or any corporeal possessions, since the Creator is their lot, so will the entire nation be organized so that the whole earth and everything in it will be dedicated to the Creator.
So, what does the Creator demand of us, of everyone, of every person in the world? He demands that we rise above our will to receive, that we be like priests. A priest, Kohen, means someone who's constantly thinking only about adhesion with the Creator and has no other questions, nothing about himself, of course, but only about how to support the Creator, how to adhere to the Creator. That's the only thing he lacks, he wants. And so, this command from the Creator is, you shall be unto me a kingdom of priests.
And no person should have any other engagement in it but to observe the mitzvot of the Creator and satisfy the needs of his fellow person, so his friend will lack none of his wishes.
And that's the sum total of the commandments and spiritual laws. There is nothing else besides this. Only to work for the benefit of others, for the betterment of others.
So that no person will need to have any worry about himself. In this way, even secular works, such as harvesting, sowing, etc., are considered to be precisely like the work with the sacrifices that the priests performed in the temple.
Meaning, if you are acting for the betterment of others, it's exactly like you're at the temple doing the holy works there, the services and so on. It's the same thing exactly. There's no difference. Actually, it's even better if you work for each and every one of the regular, simple people. This is considered a higher, greater and more holy work than if you were at the temple doing all sorts of spiritual work, so to speak. Continue.
How is it different if I observe the mitzvah of making sacrifices to the Creator, which is a mitzvah to do, or if I observe the mitzvah to do of love your friend as yourself? It follows that he who harvests his field in order to feed his fellow person is the same as one who sacrifices to the Creator.
It's one to one, And even more. So,
moreover, it makes sense that the mitzvah, love your friend as yourself, is more important than one who makes the sacrifice, as we have shown above, in items 14-15. Indeed, this is not the end of the matter, for the whole of the Torah and the mitzvot were given for the sole purpose of cleansing Israel, which is the cleansing of the body.
Meaning that by observing all these actions of bestowing contentment to people and through them bestowing contentment upon the Creator, by that we reach a state where we are all purified, we become pure, we become entirely in bestowal, all of us.
After which he will be granted the true reward of dvekut, adhesion, with him, which is the purpose of creation.
Yes.
That reward is expressed in the words, a holy nation, as through the dvekut with him, we have become holy. As it is written, you will be holy to the Lord your God, for I, the Lord your God, who sanctifies you, am holy.
So we reach the same state. If we work for the sake of others, we elevate ourselves to the degree of the Creator. We become like Him, 100% like Him. Yes.
And you see that the words, a kingdom of priests, express the complete form of the work on the axis of love your friend as yourself, meaning a kingdom that is all priests, that the Creator is their possession, and they have no self-possession of all the mundane possessions.
Meaning that if we rid ourselves of corporeality, all the desires and all the corporeal desires and pleasures, and everything we think about is just how to fulfill others, we reach 100% equivalence of form with the Creator. You could ask, of course, but where can I see that this is the way the Creator relates to everyone? He sends us the coronavirus, He sends us all sorts of troubles and problems. Where can I see that this is how the Creator relates to everyone in the world? On this it's written, anyone who judges others, who disqualifies others, is disqualifying through his own flaws. If I changed my quality from in order to receive to in order to bestow, I would see the world full of bestowal and love and the Creator dwelling in the whole world, being in the whole world. It's the holy divinity. But now, anyone who disqualifies is disqualifying through his own flaws. I see the world according to my own flaws, my own qualities. Yes.
We must admit that this is the only definition through which we can understand the words, a kingdom of priests. For you cannot interpret it with regard to the sacrifices on the altar, since this cannot be said about the whole nation, for who would be making the sacrifices? Also, with regard to taking the gifts of the priesthood, who would be the givers?
So it's not anyone who can be at the temple and so on, but it doesn't matter where you are. If you bestow, then from the highest degree to the smallest degree, bestowal upon others arranges everyone on one line. Yes.
And also, to interpret the holiness of the priests, it has already been said, a holy nation. Therefore, this must certainly mean that it is only that the Creator is their domain, that they lack any material possession for themselves, meaning the full measure of the words, love your friend as yourself, which encompasses the whole of the Torah. And the words, a holy nation, express the full form of the reward which is the Dvikut.
Да, дорогой учитель, вот то, что он писал по поводу царства священнослужителей.
Yes, dear teacher.
Помечтать и представить, да, вот что, если мы вот становимся этим.
What he wrote concerning the kingdom of servants of the Creator. If we try to fantasize and dream that we are that kingdom, what does that mean? That we're constantly attached to the friends or in bestowal upon the world. How can we describe that situation between us?
Yes. We all feel each other. We are all adhered to one another. Everyone feels and understands what each of them feels and thinks and wants. And from that connection between us, that singular force called the Creator is revealed in us, that single power in the world. He fills us and we feel only one thought, one desire. That's the Creator. And we're in adhesion with Him. And by that we no longer feel time, motion, space, nothing which can be said to be limited in whatever way. We rise above all limitations. And this is called the next world. What to say about it? Well, I don't know. It's simply, it's impossible for us to describe to ourselves, to envision such states, because we don't have the qualities for it. We don't. But we're coming closer to it. We're approaching it. Let's perhaps have another question. Some more questions with the time we have left. So, what is Petah Tikva Yang?
I can't achieve love of friends. I constantly discover more and more flaws. So, how do you work with the flaws correctly in order to come to love? How do you work correctly with the flaws?
Don't work with the flaws. Work above the flaws, as if there are no flaws. Rise above them and connect to the friends in that way, above the flaws. Haifa 1, please.
Good evening. A question about the end of the previous lesson. Passover is exit from the will to receive to the will to bestow when we move under the control governance of the Creator.
Yes.
Can it be that you come out of the trap that the will to receive constantly sets for us?
That's the meaning of the exodus of Egypt, the exodus from Egypt, rather. Yes, of course. That's what should happen. Tel Aviv 1.
Good evening. Can you hear me?
We hear you, we hear you.
Oh, thank God. That situation where on one hand I hate the ego, I really hate it to death. And on the other hand, I hate the friends just as much. So, which force should I... How do you rise above it? It's like being in, I don't know, it's like a magnet. It leaves you stuck in the same spot. You can't get out of it.
Make an effort to integrate with the friends and there to seek the power of the Creator, which will help you and elevate you above your ego. That is all. Haifa 3.
Good evening, Rav. Can you hear me?
Yes.
There's a sentence I've been trying to understand for a long time. Everything is given from above except for fear of heaven.
Everything is in the hands of the heavens, but for the fear of the heavens. Fear is upon the person, because he needs to reach a state where he's constantly requesting and is afraid that perhaps he may not be able to bestow contentment upon the Creator. That's the meaning of fear, of yir'ah, in Hebrew it's called special fear. This fear is what we need to develop in the group together. And the rest we will receive from the Creator. That is how it works. Petach Tikva 7.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
A person comes into Ovut with a 10 out of agreement, resistance, or overcoming the resistance.
From all those conditions and more besides. I need to reach a connection with the friends above all the interruptions and disruptions to overcome all of them.
Baltia 1.
Этот трепет это касается только народа Израиля или
this fear does it concern only the people of Israel or the whole world?
This fear belongs to any person who yearns for the Creator. The people of Israel, again, I say, it's not that you are in Baltia, so you belong to Baltia, and I am Israel, so I belong to Israel. No, the people of Israel are those people from the whole of humanity who begin to yearn for, in order to bestow, the Creator. And so, the spiritual laws are the same, they're equal for all these people. And they are told that if they want to achieve adhesion with the Creator, then they must observe these laws to meet these conditions. And it doesn't matter if you're from Lithuania or Latvia or Estonia or Germany or me being from Israel. It has nothing to do with nationality. It pertains only to the spiritual degree of a person. If he yearns for the Creator, he must meet these conditions in order to achieve adhesion with the Creator. Well, and we have Hebrew 10. Who are they?
Yes, Rav. What does it mean that we get rid of all the corporeality?
In order to receive. Corporeality is in order to receive. Be'er Sheva.
Hello, good evening. How do we develop the fear in the group? Is it only by acting?
Fear is about being able to bestow contentment to the Creator. Will I be
the intention?
Are you hearing what I say?
Yes, I heard. Can I bestow contentment upon the Creator?
Yes, that is yir'ah, fear. Can I bestow contentment? I'm afraid. Can I bestow contentment? Can I not? That's all.
How do you develop this fear?
Try to think of it. A few hours a day. And you will see how it is in you and it's developing. Friends, let's hear a song. Perhaps we can read something else if you want. You can do it together amongst yourselves. And we will see each other in the morning lesson, which is in 8 hours. So good luck to you. And what song is it? בשדה קוצים גדול קורא אני בקול תפילת הלב אל המרום עד ינוסו הצללים מבין הערפילים עם שחר הקיץ מהחלום את החי מבקש אני הם חיי הם נשמתי בלעדיהם אני לא קיים את החי מבקש אני הם חיי הם נשמתי בלעדיהם אני לא קיים
חי סוחב ובתוכי בוער גלי עבר עבדו העקבות אבל רוחות טובות יובילו אל ים האהב